Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. South Dakota's top industry is agriculture, but number two is tourism. Savvy farmers and ranchers across South Dakota see economic opportunity in combining the two, and as a result, agritourism is on the rise. SDSU Extension Community Vitality Program Director Peggy Schlechter explains.
98% plus of the people in the United States don't live in a farm or ranch. It used to be everybody had grandpa and grandma or an aunt and uncle on a farm or ranch and you could get there, but that's not the way it is anymore. And I believe people have a desire to be connected to the earth and to know where their food came from and to get out and enjoy that fresh air.
Agritourism adds economic value and a revenue stream which is outside of traditional agriculture, and it can boost farm income or support another family member back to the operation. Schlechter reports forms of agritourism can be quite diverse.
It can be pheasant hunting. It could also be giving them a hayride through your cornfield and talking about how corn grows, or out in your pasture so that they can see your cattle and talking about how you care for your cattle. It might be letting people ride on the combine with you. It might be a farm-to-table dinner. It might be a pumpkin patch.
The economic impact of agritourism can generate income for local communities as well. She says visitors often need a place to stay. They stop and eat in local restaurants, fill up with gas, or do some shopping. While this benefits local businesses, the rural community also benefits from sales tax collected from visitor expenditures. To learn more about agritourism in South Dakota, visit the Communities tab at extension.sdstate.edu.